is TechSense Huddle, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into a very special edition of Texans Huddle, coming to you from the House of Blues, Patty Smith, alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And we've got some Battle Red ladies behind us for this event. Tell us about it, Mark.
It's ladies' night. I just wanted to say that. It's Battle Red Ladies, Fundamentals of Fantasy Football, presented by State Farm. And this is really fun stuff. Seth Payne is here, TJ Yates, and we go over the fundamentals of fantasy football like the event describes and ask people different questions about who they might draft. We have a panel of experts, so it gets to be a lot of fun. We have a mock draft, and the ladies have a lot of questions, and they're real good at this fantasy football stuff, Patty.
All right, much more on that a little bit later on in the show, but as always, we start things off with news and notes. From the week, a few things going on. Number one that kind of sticks out in my mind, Ron Jaworski naming Matt Schaub as the number 9 quarterback.
You know, higher than some would think. I think it's fair. I think it's right. I think maybe some people would rank Matt even higher than that. And I was looking through previous years' rankings, Patty. Guys like Joe Flacco and Matt Ryan, where were they ranked relative to Schaub? Schaub has had some higher rankings than he has now. But look at a guy like Flacco, who no one thought could win the big one prior to last year. Now he has, so he's ranked a lot higher. Let's see what Matt does this season to further build his image. Now, Matt is 32 years old, so it's not like he's at the beginning of his career. If anything, he's on the back nine, if you will. But Matt has a good team to work with and should be able to make some noise this year. I think it's fair. Jaworski pointed out, great play-action passer, very accurate. You know, he's seventh all-time in NFL history in completion percentage, and he's one of the top passers in the league since 2009.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Even I can learn something here from you. All right, the Texans made a couple announcements this week. Training camp is on the 26th, just a week away, and they've opened up some of the practices to the fans.
Yeah, they have. The 26th, Friday, that's when training camp begins for the team. Fans can't go out until the following Tuesday. You can get all the information on HoustonTexans.com. It'll be Tuesday through Friday that week, and then early the next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They have no weekend open practices, so it's tough if people work during the week. Although you could call in sick, you never know. It's fun to see the Texans do their thing, though, at training camp.
One of the other announcements that came out this week was obviously the names and the themes throughout the season. We got Battle Red, Liberty White, White, Deep Steel Blue, Fox Sports Southwest Fan Appreciation Day. All of these have been tied in with a certain game.
Yeah, Fan Appreciation Day, sponsored by Fox Sports Southwest, is the final home game always of the season. And this year it's the second to last game because they close on the road. Homecoming is attracting a lot of buzz, and the Texans are getting ribbed a little bit because homecoming, it sounds kind of collegiate and high school, but the Texans really take this seriously. They bring in former Houston-based professional football players, whether they be Oilers or whoever else, and they honor and acknowledge them. Now, it's going to take place when the Patriots are in town, so you know what people are going to talk about. You don't want to give the Patriots any extra buzz, but it all comes down to what the guys do on the field. So I think it's fun stuff. And Battle Red, the Colts, Sunday night, national television. Battle Red against that Colts blue as the Texans try to do the job on Andrew Luck and company.
He gets so excited. I love it. All right, Battle Red, let's stay with that theme. As we mentioned, we have the Battle Red ladies behind us. How long, I mean, you're hosting this event tonight. Yeah. How long have you been doing this and kind of how long is this?
This is only the second year of this particular event. You know, the Texans have done events for ladies before, like Football 101 and that kind of thing. But this is totally geared toward fantasy football with a Texan spin. So let's find out what the ladies have to say.
It's awesome. It shows how passionate all these fans are and all these ladies are. You know, usually, you know, you don't think of women as being as passionate and as involved in fantasy football, but these ladies are.
Because it's Houston, for one, it's the Texans. And the other side of it is that, you know, we just know that women are a huge part of this fan base and are hungry and eager to get more involved, especially with fantasy football. So, if anything, I would expect there's going to be more events like this.
I'm here because I'm a huge Texan fan, and I'm excited and want to learn more about fantasy football so that I can beat the guys at the league.
I think it's really a fabulous event for the Texans to come together, help the supporters, the Battle Red Ladies, identify what key elements are in playing the game and winning and giving us some tips. So I think it's a great event they put together because we support them, so it's good to see that they supported us.
This is fun. I'm relatively new to fantasy football, too, you know, so just first getting over the feeling that you're not being loyal to your team when you pick somebody else. You know, if it comes up and I have to take Andrew Luck, I have to feel okay with taking Andrew Luck. Getting over that's one of the big things.
I look at who's the best player and who's playing the easier teams and who's not injured. Or I not necessarily always pick the Texans players.
That's one of the biggest differences in learning fantasy football versus football is learning that, you know, there's a lot of really good football players and their value doesn't necessarily transfer over to fantasy. Like Andre Johnson's fantasy value isn't as good as his actual value as a football player is. So little differences like that you have to pick up on.
Oh, it's great networking, great friends. You learn about the whole football game itself. You learn about so many different elements of the game and stories about the players. You feel like you got a little bit more connection to them and on the field and understanding of other things on their life besides the game itself. So it's a better connection.
Oh, well, it's ladies' night and the feeling's right. Stop me before I embarrass myself.
All right, we've got to take a time out, but don't go away. We'll be back with plenty more when Texans Huddle rolls on. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle, coming to you from the House of Blues with the Battle Red Ladies, learning about fantasy football from this guy right here, Mark Vandermeer. Now, each and every week, we try to introduce you to our new rookies. This week, we're up to the Texans' fourth-round pick, Trevardo Williams.
He can be really interesting, Patty. They love his speed. They love his athletic ability. He actually performed better than Sam Montgomery in the OTAs, so far, so good. But Montgomery, I would not count him out yet. We heard from him recently on Texans Huddle. I like Trevardo Williams because he is that all-around athlete. He's the all-time sack leader in the University of Connecticut's football history. Not that long a history, but they have made some noise. So let's hear from Trevardo Williams.
Take us through draft day for you.
Draft day, I was filled with emotion, overwhelmed, scared. I was scared.
What were you scared of?
Just, you know, the thought of things. I was sitting in the room just thinking about how life's going to change. When am I getting drafted? Which team? And a lot of probabilities went through my head. But
chances are life was going to change for the better. I mean, what was your apprehension? What were you afraid of?
I was afraid of not getting drafted. That was the first thought. And getting drafted by a team that's in the freezing cold. I was like wishing for a hot, warm climate team, but I got a hot climate team, but it's fine.
So you heard your name called and it was the Houston Texans. Obviously, okay, you got your warm weather, you got a good team, you got drafted, so everything's good. Just what was the emotion finally like then?
Shocked. Ecstatic, surprised. I was more surprised than everything. Excited, just pumped. I just started doing push-ups because I was so pumped, like I'm ready to go. So,
tell us a little bit about you off the field.
Off the field, very laid back. I love to play video games. You know, make jokes with my roommate. Just, you know, always play fun. I'm a cool guy, you know. I'm open, acceptable. You can talk to me about anything. And I'm just random. Do the most random things.
Give me an example of something random.
Just go for a long walk for no reason outside. Yeah, I'll just get up out of bed and say, I feel like going for a walk. Or... Because the other week, when I first got here, I didn't know anywhere, so I just got up and walked around town.
Tell me a little bit about your family.
Very loud. My brother is, he's almost like me, but he's worse. He just say whatever that comes to his head. And I guess that's where I got it from. And we're very joking. We make a lot of jokes about random things and make fun of each other. play fun a lot.
What does he call you?
Lotto.
Lotto?
Yeah.
Because?
Whenever he comes from work and I'm in the house, he'll say Lotto just to announce his, himself coming home. That's how he announced himself. It's not like, hello Lotto, Ricky's home. He just say Lotto. It's some sort of, something we share.
Does he call everybody that? He just announces that, or he's actually calling you?
He's calling me.
What'd your mother call you?
Trevardo, or Trev. When it's Trevardo, that means I'm in trouble. Trev, that means I'm fine.
Well, and the reason I'm asking is because I Trevardo, but then someone was saying no, he goes by Trey, but I've never heard anybody call you Trey. So, I mean, what do you want to be called?
You can call me T or Lotto.
Lotto.
Lotto. But, because you have the Jamaican accent, it's a little bit more, aggressive.
Who has the Jamaican accent?
My brother. Yeah, he's Jamaican, so whenever he say like Lotto, he doesn't say like Lotto. Lotto.
Are you Jamaican?
Yeah.
You're all Jamaican?
Yeah, we're all Jamaican.
Well, I guess. I don't know. You said he's Jamaican. You didn't say we're Jamaican. So I was like, okay, maybe he's adopted. I don't know. Are you actually from Jamaica?
Yeah.
When did you move here?
Around 99.
99. So you were how old?
9 years old.
Nine? What do you remember about living there?
The trees, the cool breeze, the animals, the music, the food, the lifestyle. Just, I was a kid, so I always just play around and climb trees and do kid stuff. But yeah, chase dogs and they chase me. I had a lot of fun.
Wow, Trevardo Williams. Interesting, because another defensive end converting to linebacker in Wade Phillips' system.
Patty, so many colleges run the 4-3, so you're almost always going to have a guy who's a defensive end who has to convert to outside linebacker to 3-4, have to make that tough adjustment, but he's been doing well so far. And look at outside linebacker with Brian Brayman and Trevardo Williams and Sam Montgomery. We'll see how it all works out. Brooks Reed, of course, is spending time at inside linebacker during OTAs. There's a lot of work to be done in training camp, and Williams is going to be a big part of it.
A lot of work to be done here on the show as well, but we have to take another time out. But don't go away. When we come back, we're going to visit Station 51. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle, coming to you from the House of Blues at the Battle Red Ladies Fantasy event. Mark, we are at a football event. Now, you've got little boys, and I know little boys either want to grow up to be football players or...
Firemen.
Yes, and the Texans had a chance to visit with a couple of very important firehouses recently. T.J. Yates, John Weeks, Whitney Merciless. It was a moving experience.
Just over a month ago, four firefighters of the Houston Fire Department lost their lives, two from 68 and two from Station 51. Three Texans on Tuesday visited some of the firefighters at those respective stations. Everyone involved agreed it was nice to get together.
The two guys that gave their lives, sacrificing, for this city and for the people of this city, it's truly special. And being here and seeing the people that they work with every day, seeing some of their family members, it's very moving. Us as Houston Texans, we just want to show our appreciation and let them know that they're part of the Houston Texans family for a long time. And we brought them some jerseys, with the fire station number and their names in the back, kind of just for us to show our appreciation, for everything that they do.
Here at the Houston Texans, we are, as a unit, we work as a team, we are each other's keeper, type of brothers. And the same thing with the firefighters, they go into a blazing fire and they have to watch each other's back to, every single detail, every step of the way. And to have two brothers, to fall in combat like that, it's very sad, it's very tragic. And it's just awesome for us, to come out today and just, pay our respects, do something very special for the families, for the station here. So it's pretty awesome.
I am just overwhelmed that they would take time out of their busy schedule to honor my baby. It is just such a beautiful, grand gesture to pay homage to my baby. And I appreciate them doing for it. And for all the people that take time out of their lives to greet us, to hug us, to pray for us, it helps. It helps. And we really appreciate it.
This is very special for me, TJ, and Whitney, to be asked to do this was it was just awesome. And to be here with these firefighters, these men and women that go out there and sacrifice for us every day is absolutely fantastic, and it's the least we could do.
We've had a tremendous amount of support from the Texans and the community as a whole, and it means a lot to us for their support, you know, their outpouring of support for us and for the other families affected. It's been a real honor, and it's helped us get past a lot of hard times, and you know, we're forever grateful for that.
You know, Patty, that was great stuff coming from those two firehouses. And speaking of T.J. Yates, we were talking about Matt Schaub and the quarterback rankings of Ron Jaworski. Well, NFL.com had backup quarterback rankings because it's the time of year for lists. And Yates came in 14th, which I didn't think was so bad. I thought that was pretty fair. Ryan Mallett, though, was ahead of him. He hasn't even played. Yates should be ahead of him.
All right, we have to take our final time out here on Texas Huddle, but don't go away because we have our Facebook mailbag, but we're doing it a little bit different. In fact, I'm going to go hit the crowd. Mark's going to answer the questions. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Time now for our Facebook mailbag, but we're going to do it a little bit different this week. We're not pulling the questions from Facebook. While we are out here at the House of Blues, we thought we would take advantage of having all these lovely ladies out here, the Battle Red ladies who have some questions. Michelle, right?
Yes.
Okay, Michelle, what's your question?
Well, we're being schooled on fantasy football tonight, so I was wondering, in going into my draft, I want to have the best team and I want to win. So which of our hometown boys should I draft first?
Mark?
Michelle, I would hardly proclaim to be a fantasy football expert, even though I'm right here at this event. I'm the MC. But Arian Foster scores a lot of touchdowns, led the National Football League with 15. So you want to have Arian Foster on your squad. Andre Johnson gets a lot of yards, historically not that many touchdowns, but come on, he's Andre Johnson. You got to have him on the squad. I like Owen Daniels too, not as a top tight end, but you got to like what Owen Daniels produces for you at that position overall as a later round pick. And I think Matt Schaub still puts up numbers. No, you're not going to take him ahead of Brady and Manning and those guys, but if you're looking for a quarterback a little bit later, why not a guy who threw for over 4,000 yards last year?
And question number two comes from Angel. What's your question, Angel?
First, I want to say hi to Mark. Hi, it's your favorite fan. Okay, anyway, my question is, I'm concerned about all the trades and all the releases of players that have gone on this year. And we have new additions, which, I mean, I'm happy with some of the players that we've gotten. So I'm just hoping, and I want to know your opinion on whether or not our team will be comparable as last year's, and, you know, that we'll make it to the playoffs again. I just want to know, you know, realistically, do we have another chance at it, or are we going to have to wait another couple of years to make it to the playoffs?
Well, I know what Mark's going to say to this one, Mark, but go ahead and give her your thoughts.
Angel, I will pray to you that the team does at least as well record-wise as they did last year, but finishes better and does better, obviously, in the postseason. The changes that they made will ultimately better this football team. But it is tough seeing guys like James Casey walk out the door. They pick up Greg Jones, Grover Quinn goes, but they draft DJ Swearinger and pick up Ed Reed in free agency. Connor Barwin's gone, but Whitney Merciless is ready to start now. I think they'll be ready, but a lot of strange things can happen through the course of the season. I think their chances are good. They have a very good record. How they do down the stretch and into the postseason, stay tuned.
All right, Mark, question number three. I think this one's a little bit more on a personal note. This one comes from Melissa.
Who is the Texans' most eligible bachelor?
I should probably be answering this one, but I'm going to go ahead and let you have at this one, Mark.
Melissa, this is really not my area. I mean, I'm looking around. Kevin Walter was always very popular with the ladies, but I think ultimately he got married, and now he's not even a Houston Texan anymore. If I were you, I guess I'd go with the younger guys. Watt is not engaged yet, I don't think. Although women ask me all the time if I can introduce them, like I'm some sort of roadie for a heavy metal band. In other words, I really can't help you.
Next question from this beautiful mother-daughter tandem, although I think it's maybe sister tandem. Debbie and Allie, what's your question for Mark?
Well, we like to attend the out-of-town games, so we want to know if the players can really hear us cheering them on.
In town and out of town, the Texans had a great following and always have a great following on the road, Mark. But can the players actually hear them?
Debbie, the fans definitely have an impact on the way the players play. They can hear the fans. I mean, the Lions Stadium is deafening, and the defense knows this. In fact, the defense practices during the week before big games with noise so they can get used to not hearing each other when they conduct their work at the line. As far as being on the road, I can tell you firsthand, when they scored at Denver, you could hear Texans fans cheering. Places like that. Tennessee is another one because it's a popular road trip. You are heard. Be loud.
All right, Mark, one more from Teresa. Teresa, what do you have?
I was wanting to find out if you know how much playing time you think DeAndre Hopkins is going to get this year.
Ah, good question, Mark.
Teresa, DeAndre Hopkins is going to play a bunch. Now, they do have Keyshawn Martin coming back and Lester Arjean, but Hopkins was drafted for a reason, to play and make big plays. I still think that Keyshawn Martin might have more catches ultimately than Hopkins, but I like Hopkins to make a whole lot of noise this year, so you'll see number 10 out there early and often.
Well, that was a lot of fun. That was a great way to do mailbag.
You know, I think we should be working with a studio audience almost every week.
Yeah, these ladies, they know their stuff. They had some great questions, and they're obviously an educated bunch out there.
Very cool indeed. Battle Red Ladies, Fundamentals of Fantasy Football, presented by State Farm.
All right, that's all the time we have for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. We are going to be on location, a very special show next week. Give us a hint.
All right, it's the Verizon Caravan. We'll be in a bus going, we're not saying where, but various retail-type locations around the city. We'll be tweeting, we'll be having a whole lot of fun, and you'll be seeing the results of that on Texans Huddle next week.
Right here on Texans Huddle on Fox Sports Southwest, Thursday at 6. Have a great weekend, everybody.